What's going on, everyone? It's Richard Goldstein back here at the Investors Herald. Tonight's episode is three apps to download to get into alternative investing, pretty much investing in things other than the traditional stock market. The first must-have app is StockX. StockX has come a long way since I first downloaded it. They've added so many categories that pertain to what I like to collect personally. Their main category falls under sneakers, but since then they've now added watches as well as collectibles. The app's really diverse and you can find opportunity in several areas. I always keep my eye on the watches and trading cards section of the platform. You never know if someone needed money quick and sent in their watch and just needed a quick $5,000 when it's really worth $10,000. These are rather hard to come by, but it is worth having downloaded it on your phone just to stay in tune with markets and cash in on opportunity. I've been purchasing trading cards as of lately. I've seen a lot of upside, and I see a lot of upside in the future, especially with sports really non-existent right now, specifically Jason Tatum rookie cards and Tatum silver prisms. Prices are going up, but for good reason. That kid is really, really good at basketball. I've been sticking mostly to basketball as I enjoy the smaller roster size and the statistics are easier to read for me. If you've followed the sports card market, the hype for Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan cards are wild. These cards that were selling for hundreds are now easily in the thousands, some in the 10,000s, and some of Michael Jordan's in the 100,000s. This just shows the hype market of sports cards, and the sooner everything gets back to normal, the quicker prices will continue to rise. Those cards have seen such great upside due to the documentary coming out on ESPN tonight that I'm excited to watch as well. I really do love the app and just enjoy seeing what is popular and what is selling for below a premium that I can try to flip or make some extra money on by doing virtually nothing. The second app that I downloaded that I really enjoy is Artsy. Another aspect of alternative investing which I have spent a lot of time is on Artsy. Since taking art history back in high school and following a lot of successful men and women, I understand that art is a major part of their portfolio. It maintains its value, and supply and demand is a major part of the market. You just want to be on the right side of the curve. For instance, a New York-based artist, Wisby, was on the come up, and I began investing in his original canvases pieces as well as his resin small gummy bears. These bears now sell for upwards of $5,000 compared to $2,500 simply a year ago. Wisby is one of those street artists that I follow, as well as a more globally known artist, Takashi Murakami. Takashi's art is unique and recognizable anywhere in the world. I received two prints, which are limited out of 300, when I was in Paris, and have tracked these investments over time, noticing a steady increase in price. Artsy allows me to track artists that I enjoy and also has a live auctions portion that I follow. They have artists such as Kaz all the way to Picasso, with art from a couple hundred dollars all the way to hundreds of thousands. There's really something for everyone to dip their foot into the art market. I track the art market closely as I do see immense wealth created in it as well. I've been tracking works by Alec Monopoly as he is one of the hottest pop artists of our generation. I did see some of his work in person in St. Bart's, which was really cool. I'll hopefully be adding a piece of his to my collection as well. Artsy is an easy to download app that gets you exposed to the art market as well. Highly recommend. Lastly, an app known as Rally Road. Rally Road is the newest alternative investment app I have downloaded. Essentially, you buy shares in items, not stocks. The items could be antique cars, fine wines, famous fashion pieces, articles, or even sports collectibles. These items are usually in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, but you get a percentage of each one. You can invest in antique watches as well. This keeps me entertained and allows me insight to what is really going on in the world of collectibles and antiques. This is a good way to get exposure to extremely lucrative items for a small percentage and it really does trade like a stock based on recent sales of competitive items. Rally Road allows me to take my insight from StockX and Artsy into the public markets of Rally Road and hold things for the long term while profiting off them. So those are my three apps that I would recommend to download for alternative investments. Also, totally random way to end the podcast, but please check out a site called goldbelly.com. It's literally perfect for this time of quarantine. They pretty much take the best restaurants or items of food from every state, and they allow for them to be shipped right to your door in minutes. I literally just ordered bread pudding from the West Coast, deep dish pizzas from Chicago, and famous New York bagels. I love this model, and it is a way to essentially travel for food from the courtesy of your home. Just another tip on how to stay safe and fulfilled during the quarantine. Thank you so much for listening to the Investor's Herald. Please stay tuned for more to come.